弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，让我们今天早晨还有机会可以相聚在主的面前。
We thank the Lord this morning again. We have an opportunity to gather before Him.
就像刚才 Elia 弟兄跟我们分享的，要抓住机会。
As our brother Elia shared with us, we need to seize this opportunity.
因为我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
Because we are but sojourners on this earth.
我们在地上有多少的时间，我们不晓得。
We don't know how much time we have on this earth.
我们也不晓得主，现在带我们带我们在这里，将来会带我们到哪里。
Nor do we know that while we are here today, we do not know where we will be tomorrow.
所以为着我们说主量给我们的，我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for what He has measured out for us.
为着每一个机会，每一个时间，让我们可以一起来相聚的时间，我们感谢主。
And we thank Him for every opportunity, every chance we have to gather together before Him.
我们要一起来读几处的圣经。
Let us read a few scriptures.
在读圣经以前，今天我们也有初中生的孩子跟我们一起聚。
And also we have our middle school students here with us.
那我还是要提醒每一位初中生的孩子，请你拿出纸跟笔来做笔记。
So I do want to remind them to take out their pen and notebook to take notes.
好，我们只读两处的圣经，在希伯来书第十章24-25节。
We'll simply read two portions of the scripture from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 and 25.
希伯来书第十章二十四节
Hebrews 10:24
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道或者是做看见，那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit for some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
因为只有两节的圣经，我们好不好？我们一起来读一下。
Since we're only reading these two verses, so let us read it again together.
好，我们一起先用中文来读一次这两节的圣经。
So we'll read it together first in Chinese and then in English.
又要彼此相顾。激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Now together in English, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some.But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，还要给我们时间，一起在你的面前可以相聚。
Lord, we thank you. It is your grace that still give us time to gather in your name.
我们感谢你，你拯救我们，把我们放在基督的身体的里面，让我们互相联络做肢体。
Lord, we thank you. You have saved us and you have placed us in the body of Christ.That we may be joined together as members.
我们可以说福哉爱的捆绑。
That we can truly say, blessed is the tie that binds.
主，我们感谢你，你用爱把我们众人捆绑在一起。
Thank you. It is your love that binds us together.
让我们可以彼此相顾。So that 让我们可以，哦主啊，在你的里面，哦主啊，能够把彼此把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
So that we may consider one another and care for each other, and we can place brothers and sisters on our own heart.
让我们可以来激发爱心，勉励行善。
That our love can be provoked even unto good deeds.
主，我们也感谢你，你提醒我们不可停止聚会。
Thank you for reminding us to not forsake the assembling together.
因为我们每次聚会的时候。就有主与我们同在。
Because every time we assemble together, your presence is with us.
我们求主早晨对我们的心说话。
So Lord, may you speak to our hearts this morning.
让我们能够彼此劝勉，既知道主你来的日子近了，主我们就更应当这样的一起相聚。
Lord, so that we can encourage one another, knowing and seeing that the day is drawing near, that we will assemble and gather together.
我们愿主在下面的时间与我们同在。
Lord, may your presence be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 感谢主啊！上个主日，翁弟兄交通到在基督身体里面的交通。
We thank the Lord. Last Sunday, our brother James shared about the fellowship in the body of Christ.
就是我们众人在基督里面成了一个身体，互相联络做肢体。
That in Christ, all of us have come to be one body and each fellow members of the body.
我们也感谢主啊！今年我有几次的机会与弟兄姐妹分享到这个彼此。
And by God's grace, I had a few opportunities to share on this topic, being with one another.
我们交通到彼此相爱，彼此饶恕，彼此顺服，彼此服侍。
We talked about how love one another, forgive one another, submit to one another, and serve one another.
我们也交通到彼此洗脚，彼此建立。
And we talked about wash each other's feet and also build up one another.
今天我们一起来学习怎样彼此相顾。
Today we want to learn how to consider one another.
愿从四个方面我们来思想这个彼此相顾。
And we want to look at this considering one another from four aspects.
第一方面就是彼此相顾，就是这个怎么样子把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
First of all, considering one another is to put brothers and sisters on our heart.
第二方面讲到怎样激发爱心。
Secondly, how to provoke each other unto love.
第三方面勉励行善。
And thirdly, provoke one another unto good works.
第四方面最后讲到既知道那日子临近我们应该怎么样。
And lastly, seeing that the day is drawing near, what should we do?
我们不要停止聚会，我们要天天彼此劝勉。
That we will not forsake our own gathering together.And that we will continue to encourage one another.
所以我们先来看哈，这个怎么样子来彼此相顾的第一方面。
So we'll see the first aspect of considering one another.
就是要思想，要把弟兄姐妹放在心上。
That is to consider one another, to put brothers and sisters on our own heart.
我们今天的主题非常的简单哈，就是主要就是这么两节圣经。
The topic today is very simple, and we only have these two verses.
在中文里面呢，希伯来书十章二十四节讲到，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，好像看起来是三件事情。
In Chinese, it broke that verse 24 into three portions to consider one another, to provoke unto love, and to provoke unto good deeds.Seemingly, it is three matters.
其实这不是不相干的三件事情。
But these are not unrelated three different topics.
其实这三件事情是讲到一件事情。
But the three is talking about one thing.
就围绕在一个主题的里面，就是彼此相顾。
That there is only one theme, that is to consider one another.
这个彼此相顾在英文的里面哈，讲的更清楚一点，就是要 consider, 就是要思想。
And the English is very simple and clear. Is to consider, to think about one another.
要思想，要想到弟兄姐妹。
To remember one another, to think about your brothers and sisters.
我们常常会忘了弟兄姐妹。
Because often we forget about our brothers and sisters.
我也常常很亏欠哈，就是说有时候，聚会的时候才想到说，怎么谁没有来啊？
And I even feel guilty sometimes. Only when I come to the gathering, I realize, oh, how come this person or that person is not here?
其实呢，应该要在聚会以前就要先想到弟兄姐妹。
But even before we can come to the gathering, we should be able to consider and remember them.
我们若把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上，我们若想弟兄姐妹的话呢，那这样自然的，我们就会来激发爱心。
If we place our brothers and sisters on our heart, if we think of them often, then naturally our love will be provoked.
那这个结果就是把一个好的、把善的、把神所要的能够行出来。
And as a result, good works or good deeds, according to God's will carry out.
所以这其实是在讲到一件事情，就是要把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
So all of this is talking about one thing, that is to place our brothers and sisters on our heart.
就是要来思想
，that is to consider，
因为我们想什么，我们的做什么就会跟着去。
Because whatever is on our mind, whatever we think about, that our actions will follow。
我不晓得大家现在在想什么。
I don't know what you're thinking about right now。
我想问这些初中生的孩子，你在想什么
？I can ask our middle school students, what are you thinking about？
你在想什么
？What are you thinking about right now？
你在想这个功课还没做完吗？
Are you thinking about this homework that you haven't finished?
还是想下礼拜有没有考试呢？
Are you thinking about the exams that you'll take next week?
我们大人在想什么？
What about the adults? What are we thinking about?
想到我的工作还没有做完吗？
Are we thinking about the works that we need to do?
想到说我们的儿女吗？
Are we thinking about our children?
我们现在心在想什么呢？
What is in our heart?
还是我们在想到说等一下聚晚会的暗宴呢？
Or are we already thinking about the lunch that we're about to have after this?
还是有人可能会在想到下午还有球赛呢？
Or some people might be thinking about the football game in the afternoon.
哦，不是的，我们愿意主成为我们思想的中心。
But may the Lord Himself be the center of our consideration.
今天早晨在播饼的时候，我们也有弟兄姐妹。我们的弟兄也提到这节圣经，也有弟兄姐妹这样祷告。
This morning, around the table, a brother mentioned this verse, and many others also prayed accordingly.
在希伯来书三章第一节，讲到说，同门天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
That is Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus.The apostle and high priest of our confession.
我们要来思想耶稣。
We need to consider Jesus.
在圣经里面呢，这个思想就只是出现过这么两次。
In the Bible, this word consider only appeared these two times.
第一次在希伯来书三章一节，要来思想耶稣。
First time was here in chapter 3 verse 1, consider Jesus.
然后就是希伯来书十章二十四节，要来思想弟兄姐妹。
Then the verse we read in Hebrews 10 verse 24, consider one another.
我们感谢主，我们的主他成为使者，成为那大祭司。
We thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus, he has become our apostle and the high priest.
他一次永远的成就了救赎，把我们带回到神的面前。
Once for all, he has accomplished salvation and redeemed us back to God.
我们感谢主，早晨我们的弟兄提醒我们，祭物和礼物是神所不喜悦。
We thank the Lord this morning. Our brother reminded us that sacrifice and burnt offering is not pleasing to God.
主耶稣说：“感谢主，我把为我预备了身体。
”But the Lord said, "I thank Him for preparing a body for me."
我们可以把自己的身体来献给神。
And for us, we can offer our bodies to God as a sacrifice.
我们感谢主，主他也是那位使者。
And we thank the Lord that He is also the apostle.
他把神的旨意从天上带到地上来。
He is the messenger that brought the will of God from heaven to the earth.
让我们可以来在地上可以来遵行神的旨意。
So that we can obey and follow the will of God on the earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们要常常来思想耶稣。
So we need to often always.Consider Jesus.
我们多来思想耶稣，我们就更像我们的主。
The more we consider Him, the more we will become like Him.
主的意念就变成我们的意念。
That His thoughts will become our thoughts.
主的喜好就变成我们的喜好。
His preference will become our preference.
所以我们要常常来思想耶稣。
So we ought to consider Jesus.
我们感谢主，主是我们的大祭司。
And we thank the Lord that He is our high priest.
他是属天的亚伦。
He is the heavenly Aaron.
我们若读出埃及记，我们就知道说，在出埃及记那里，摩西就来吩咐要为亚伦来做圣衣。
And if you read the book of Exodus, Moses commanded Israelites to make the ephod for Aaron.
这个圣衣上呢，他的衣服就是穿着这个祭司的衣服来侍奉神，有两件很特别的地方。
And this priestly garment had two areas that.It's very peculiar.
一个是这个祭司衣服的肩带。
And one that there is a shoulder plate.
这个肩带哈，上面呢有两块的宝石。
And on the shoulder plate there are two gemstones.
圣经上讲说，有两块红玛瑙要镶在金草上，仿佛这个刻图书，要按着以色列的儿子的名字来雕刻。
And they made the onyx stones set in gold filigree setting, and they were engraved like the engraving of a signet, according to the names of the son of Israel.
这是在出埃及记三十九章第六节第七节。
And this is from Exodus chapter 39, verse 6 and 7.
所以这两块宝石呢，就放在这两条的肩带上。
So they placed these two onyx stones on the shoulder plate.
然后每一颗宝石上。 都记载着以色列儿子的名字。
And on each gemstone, it was engraved with the names of the sons of Israel.
我想这个一块宝石呢，可能有六个名字。
And perhaps I think on each stone there are six names.
他说要为以色列人做纪念石，是照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
And this will become memorial stones for the sons of Israel, just as the Lord has commanded Moses.
另外还有一个很特别的点，就是他有一个祭司的衣服上有一个胸牌。
Another special feature for the ephod is that there is a breastpiece.
这个胸牌哈，就在胸前面的一块牌子呢，那上面有四行。
And there is a breastpiece in front of the chest of the priest, and then there are four rows of stones.
每一行里面有三块宝石。
And on each row there are three stones.
所以四乘三是多少？
So what's 3 times 4?
12, 哈，就有12块宝石在亚伦的胸牌上。
There are 12 stones on the breastplate of Aaron.
每一块宝石都刻着以色列每一个支派的名字。
And each stone is engraved with the name of the tribe of Israel.
所以当亚伦穿上这祭司的衣服的时候，
So when Aaron takes up the priestly garment,
他来侍奉神，进到神面前的时候，
as he comes into the presence of God to serve him,
他乃是将以色列人挂在他的身上。
He wears the names of Israel before God.
在肩带上，在胸牌上。
He wears the name of Israel on his shoulder and on his breast.
所以我们如果问说，我们的主耶稣他心里面来思想的是什么？
So if you ask, what is on the Lord's heart, what does he consider?
我们的主耶稣心里面想的就是以色列人，就是神的儿女。
Then you will know our Lord Jesus, he considers the names of the sons of Israel, which is the children of God.
所以在以赛亚书49章这边讲说，妇人怎能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Therefore Isaiah chapter 49 says, Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the sons of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you.
看啊，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援藏在我眼前。
Behold, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand, and your walls are continually before me.
我们感谢主，神何等爱我们。
We thank the Lord how he loves us.
神把他放在我们他的心上。
He places us on his heart.
他刻在他的掌上。
Even engraves our names on his palm.
这个强援就讲到说我们的范围，我们出，我们入，我们的所作所为，神都纪念。
He talks about your walls, which means the range, the sphere that we live in, our going out, our coming in, it's all remembered by the Lord.
我们感谢主，主这样爱我们。把我们担在他的肩上，把我们放在他的胸怀的前面，他常常来想到我们。
We thank the Lord that He loves us so much. He bears our name on His shoulder and on His breastplate. He's always thinking and considering us.
既然神这样爱我们，把我们放在他的心上，我们岂不应当更把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上吗？
Since the Lord has loved us so much and placed us on His own very heart.And how should we not also consider our brothers and sisters?
彼此相顾就是把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
To consider one another, it is to place one another on our heart.
在圣经上有一个很失败的例子。
And in the Bible, there is a negative example.
就是第一对的兄弟。
That is the very first siblings.
好，那再请问初中生的孩子们。第一对兄弟，圣经上讲的第一对兄弟是谁
？Again, for the middle schoolers, who were the first pair of siblings in the Bible?
对呀
，Cain and Abel.
该隐和亚伯，很好。
It's Cain and Abel.
这是圣经上第一对兄弟。
That is the very first pair of siblings in the Bible.
这一对兄弟，该隐是不是把亚伯放在他心上
？So if you think did Cain place Abel on his heart?
没有，对不对
？He did not.
他们是不是有彼此相爱呢
？Did they learn to love one another?
没有
，They did not.
很可惜的，就是当圣经上记载讲说，当神悦纳亚伯的献祭，他却没有悦纳该隐的献祭，该隐
就生气了，就嫉妒了。
Unfortunately, as Bible has recorded, when the Lord looked upon Abel's offering and not on Cain's offering, Cain became angry and became envious.
该隐就把亚伯杀了。
And so Cain murdered his brother Abel.
该隐没有把亚伯放在他的心上。
And he did not place Abel on his heart.
甚至当神来问该隐说：“你的兄弟在哪里？”的时候
，Even when the Lord came to Cain and asked him, where is Abel, your brother?
该隐说，我不知道，我岂是看守我弟兄的嘛。
And he said, I do not know, am I my brother's keeper?
哦，这是神的心会何等的伤痛。
How it pains the heart of the Lord.
如果我们是做父母的，我们看见兄弟是这样，我们做父母的心是何等的伤痛。
If you are a parent and you see your childrenbecome like this among the siblings, how will it pain your heart?
但是很可惜的，当人犯了罪以后，人没有彼此相爱，反而彼此相恨。
But from the very beginning of the sin of man, we have lost the ability to love one another, but rather to hate one another.
该隐没有把亚伯放在他的心上。
And Cain did not place Abel, his brother, on his heart.
因为嫉妒就把他的兄弟杀了。
Because of envy, he killed his brother.
他甚至说，我岂是看守我弟兄。
And he even reasoned, am I my brother's keeper?
哦，愿我们不要像该隐一样。
Let us not be like Cain.
让我们能够把我们弟兄放在我们的心上。
That we should be able to consider our brothers.
让我们能够来说我们是看守我们弟兄的。
So that we can say we are our brother's keeper.
感谢主，圣经上还有一个好的成功的例子。
But we thank the Lord that there is a good example also in the Bible.
保罗给我们做一个很好的榜样。
And Paul had become a good example for us.
他在腓利门书的时候，他为着这位逃跑的囚犯阿尼西姆来跟腓利门来求情。
In the book of Philemon, he was pleading for the sake of Onesimus, who is a prisoner, who is a slave, who ran away.
他在爱心的里面来求腓利门，就是这个原来阿尼西姆的主人，能够赦免他。
In love, he's pleading with Philemon, who is the master of Onesimus, to forgive.
能够赦免阿尼西姆，因为阿尼西姆是逃跑的囚犯。
So that he can forgive Onesimus, who ran away.
但那个时候，囚犯逃跑如果被抓回来，是要被处死的。
At that time, if a prisoner or a slave ran away, when he's caught and captured back, he should be killed.
保罗怎么说呢？
But what did Paul say?
保罗说，阿尼西姆是我在捆锁中所生的儿子。
And he said, appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment.
我现在打发他亲自回你那里去。他是我心上的人。
I sent him now back to you in person. That is sending my very heart.
大家记得那时候囚犯逃跑囚犯抓回去是要被处死的。
Remember at that time, if Onesimus returned back, he should by law be killed.
所以当保罗打发阿尼西姆回到腓利门去的时候，腓利门可以把他抓起来，把他处死的。
So when Paul sends Onesimus back in person, back to Philemon, Philemon could very well capture him and execute him.
但是保罗说，他是我心上的人。
But Paul says, I'm sending him to you as sending my very heart.
因为他是我在患难、在捆锁当中所生的儿子。
Because he's my child, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment.
因为我们知道，当保罗遇见阿尼西姆，给他传福音。那阿尼西姆就得救了。
And we know when Paul met Onesimus in his imprisonment and shared the gospel to him, he became a believer.
本来是做囚犯的，本来是做奴隶的，现在成为弟兄了。
Before he was a slave, now he's a brethren.
他甚至在信上说阿尼西姆是我心上的人。
And even in his letter, he calls Onesimus his very heart.
我不晓得大家心上的人是谁。
I don't know who you call your very heart.
我想在谈恋爱的人就知道他心上的人是谁。
If you're in love, perhaps you can have a sense of who is your very heart.
那感谢主，这个神把一个爱弟兄的心放在保罗的里面。
But we thank the Lord, he has placed such a love for the brethren in Paul.
我们愿意要像该隐一样呢？ 还是要像保罗一样
？Do we rather be like Cain, or do we want to be like Paul?
我们是在求主啊，让我们能够体贴他的心，让我们能够把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
We need the Lord to have mercy so that we can care for His heart and place brothers and sisters on our heart.
所以第二方面，我们当我们把弟兄姐妹放在我们心上，自然的一个结果。就是激发爱心。
So when we start to consider our brothers and sisters and place them on our heart, then naturally, as a result, our love will be provoked.
这个激发爱心，这个激发这个字哈，在英文的里面或在原文的里面呢，有好几个不同的翻译。
And this word provoke, unto love, in original text, there are a few different translations.
Okay. 那从中文翻译出来呢，就是一个是挑动。一个是刺激，或者是搅动，或者是呢，像马哈，那个你要马让它跑的话呢，有个叫马刺，就把马这样刺一下。
Some can be translated as provoking or stimulate, or to be stirred up, or even a translation says to spur one another on, as you use the spur to stimulate the horses.
所以这边讲到说要激发爱心。
And here, so it talks about to stimulate one another to love.
我们知道神就是爱。当我们信主，当我们接受主的时候，我们把主接受到我们的心里，也就是把爱来接受到我们的心里。
We know God is love. So when we accept the Lord as our Savior, we receive God into our heart, which is to receive His love into our heart.
这个爱，我们里面的爱，叫我们可以来爱神，我们也可以彼此相爱。
And because of this love within our heart, it causes us to love the Lord and also to love one another.
主的爱就像一个泉源一样，也像一口井一样，是在我们的里面有这个爱的源头。
And the love of God is like a spring, a fountainhead, and it's also like a well that's within us.
这个井里面有水哈，这个水怎么样子能够被打出来呢
？So there's water in the well, but how can you draw the water out?
就是要能够来激发它。
That is that we need to stimulate it or to provoke it.
或者是说这个泉水怎么能够涌出来呢
？Or how can the fountainhead spring out with water？
那里面需要一个力量能够激发出来。
There needs to be a power within us to bring the water out。
这个爱需要被激发出来的。
And this love needs to be provoked。
我们有时候读福音书的时候，我们也发觉哈，主耶稣常常讲一些话呢，哎，叫我们觉得不太舒服。
So when you're reading the book of the Gospels, you realize Jesus often uses some speech or language that's making us uncomfortable.
主就是要来激发我们。
He's using that to provoke us.
要挑动我们，刺激一下，搅动一下，用马刺来把我们刺一下，让我们可以来知道说主要得着的是什么。
He wants to stir us up or to spur us on so that we can know what he desires to gain.
譬如说，有一个人要来跟随主。他就说我怎么样子做才能够承受永生
For example, there is a person who came to say, I want to follow you, what can I do to inherit the eternal life?
他说你要遵守这些就律法上所写
And the Lord first said, follow all the laws.
然后他说我都遵守了
And he says, I have obeyed it since when I was young.
主就说你还有一件事情要做就是要你去变卖所有的来分给穷人你还要来跟从我
But the Lord says, there is one more thing you need to do, that is to sell all you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me.
这个少年人的财主他是很有钱的
And this young rich ruler, he is very rich.
钱在他里面是非常重要
And rich wealth become very important in his heart.
所以主耶稣就特别讲到这个要变卖所有的要分给
So that's why the Lord especially told him that he needs to sell all he has, give to the poor, and follow him.
所以主耶稣就在那里来刺激他，或者说来挑动他。
So the Lord is stirring him up, or to provoke him.
或者说来激发他里面这个爱主的心，看他是不是真的爱主。
Or in a way to stimulate the love of God in him, to see whether he's truly a lover of God.
好像他最不愿意面对的事情，他神主耶稣就特别要让他。来思想这件事。
And the Lord is causing him to consider the thing that he does not want to face.
或者，另外在主耶稣对门徒说：“我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。”
Or another example, the Lord tells his disciples, "My flesh is truly edible, and my blood is truly drinkable."
那门徒就说：“这话甚难， 谁能听得懂？
Remember the disciples say this saying is so difficult. Who can understand it?
所以主就要借着这件事情来能够激发他们。
And the Lord is often speaking to stimulate and to provoke us.
好像在哪一点上我们最不懂的，我们最难接受的，主就在那点上来刺激我们，或者说来搅动我们一下。
And as it seems that in whichever area that is most difficult for us, the Lord will poke at it and to provoke us and to stir us.
中文有句话说，哪壶不开就提哪壶。
And in Chinese, there's a saying like whichever pot is not boiling, that you're touching it.
意思就是说，你就是找那个最麻烦的地方，就去搅动它。
Meaning that you're always looking for the most troublesome one and trying to stir it up.
这就是主在我们身上的工作。
And that is the work of the Lord in our lives.
要把我们里面的情形能够改变过来。
So that He can change us from within.
我想在座的一些孩子们，可能有些人是拉提琴的。
And we have young children here. I believe some of you are learning to play violin.
你知道这个小提琴哈，它的声音怎么样才会变好
？Do you know how to make the tune or a tone of the violin more beautiful?
这小提琴怎么样声音才会变好呢
？How can a violin sound better?
有没有人知道
？Do you guys know?
当然它必须要有很好的木头去做，对不对
？Of course, it first has to be made from a good material.
然后接下来就是这个做小提琴这个人呢，他的那个手艺要很好，他的工艺要很好。
Secondly, the violin maker has to have good craftsmanship.
但是这两样还不能够让这个小提琴的声音变好。
But only these two things cannot guarantee that the violin has good tone.
小提琴怎么样能够声音会好呢
？How can a violin sound good?
知不知道
？Do you know？
就要去常常的拉它。
That it has to be played often。
一直去拉它。
You have to play it over and over。
越拉声音越好。
The more you play a violin, the more the violin will sound。
所以现在这个音乐家哈，这些很有名的音乐家，他们拉的提琴都是两三百年的琴。
Some of these maestros that we have, they're playing violins that are 200 or 300 years old。
因为你越去刺激他，越去来搅动他，越去来能够来激发他，他的声音就越好。
Because the more you stimulate or to stir up the violin, the more you play on it, the better it will sound.
那个地上这些没有生命的事情哈，是不一样的。
And the things on the earth that do not have life is different.
就是比如像汽车的话呢。那就是越新的越好。
These lifeless things like your car, the newer the better.
这个越旧的琴，越旧的车子呢，它的问题就越多。
And the older automobile is, the more problem you will have.
它的性能就越差。
And the worse it will perform.
所以我们开车都是要开新的车。
So we all want to drive new cars.
新的车性能好，问题也少。
The newer the car is, the less problem you will have, and the better performance it gives you.
可是我们人哈，就像琴一样。
But for us as men, we are like the violin.
越拉声音才会越好。
The more you play, the more you exercise, the more you will sound, the better you will sound.
所以神常常借着环境来制作我们。
That's why the Lord uses all different environments to make us.
让我们遇见一些难处，让我们好像这个琴被拉了一下，让我们也许身体上我们失去了我们的健康，有时候我们失去我们的工作。或者我们在伤痛之中，借着这些，神把他的性情，把它放在我们的里面。
And sometimes we encounter difficulties. Sometimes it's a sickness in our body, or we lost our job, or difficulties in our family. It's as if we're being exercised or play like the violin. And in these environments, the Lord can place His character in us.
这就是激发爱心。
That is to be stimulated unto love.
这个爱原来在我们里面的。
The love is within us.
可是如果环境很顺利的时候，我们没有什么需要的时候，我们好像也不觉得我们有多少的爱。
But if the environment is so smooth, everything is going very well, we don't feel like we need to love.
但是当我们碰到难处的时候
，But when difficulties come.
但是当我们把弟兄姐妹放在我们心上的时候
，And as we place our brothers and sisters on our heart.
当我们知道说，这个难处是。 超过这个个人所能够承担的时候
When we truly know that these difficulties is beyond what we can bear ourselves,
我们就让主能够来在我们里面来激发我们的爱心
Then we can allow the Lord to provoke us from within to love.
让我们的爱可以像水从井里面或从泉水里面能够涌流出来一样
So love can be stirred up and it can be like this fountainhead that springs out from this well.
所以要能够彼此相顾要能够激发爱心
So we ought to consider one another and stimulate each other unto love.
第三方面
And thirdly,
这个激发爱心的一个结果就是有一个善行就流露出来。
Another result of being stimulated unto love is that we will have good works.
所以我们进到第三点，要怎么样子能够来勉励行善呢
？So how can we do good works?
约翰提醒我们说，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
And Apostle John tells us, do not only love with words or with tongue.But in deeds and truth.
所以这个相爱啊，这个激发爱心，不仅是在不是只要在言语上，不是只是在问候上，还要有一个行为。
So only to talk about love and loving one another, it is not just in words and or in tongue, as in greetings or talking to one another, but there ought to be deeds and truth.
约翰提醒我们说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
John reminded us we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us.
主为我们舍命，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And therefore we ought to also lay down our lives for brethren.
约翰接着提醒我们说，凡有在世上有财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却设住了怜悯的心，爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢
And John continues to say, But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?
愿主早晨再一次来提醒我们，我们的相爱不仅仅只在言语和行为上，要在行为和诚实上。
So may the Lord remind us again this morning that our love, loving one another, it is not only in words or in tongue, but also in deed and in truth.
所以一个最实际的例子，这边约翰告诉我们说，我们若知道弟兄有缺乏，我们却设住了我们怜悯的心，这样子，怎么神的爱怎么会在存在我们里面呢
？One of the most realistic aspects that John reminded us is that if we see our brother in need but closes our heart against him, then how can the love of God abide in us?
好，我们愿意。我愿意跟大家分享一个财主跟佃农的一个故事。
I want to share with you a story between a rich man and also and a farmer.
Yeah, 这个佃农呢，就是说在财主的土地上呢，租了一块地来耕种的。
This farmer is like a hired hand who rented a parcel of land from the rich guy and did his farming.
所以这个财主呢，他在那个当地，在那个城镇里面，非常非常的富有。
So this rich guy is very very wealthy in the village that he lives in.
所以他常常骑着马，在他大片的土地上在那边逛。
So he's often riding his horse and wandering about of all the land that he owned.
他非常得意自己拥有这么许多的财富。
And he's very proud that he has so much, he has accumulated so much wealth.
他的地也非常的广大。
And he had a broad parcel of land.
所以有一天他骑马到处闲逛的时候呢，就看到一个老农夫，那个佃农捧着一碗饭在祷告。
So one time, he was riding his horse and wandering about, and he saw this farmer holding his bowl and he was praying.
老农夫就祷告说：“天父，我感谢你赐给我一切的丰富，让我有饭吃。”
He heard the farmer pray.Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have given us all the riches and abundance that I have food to eat.
这个财主看看他碗里面装的食物。
And the rich guy looked at the food that's in the bowl.
他说，哎呀，这个，如果你叫我吃这些东西，我才不感谢呢。
And he sniffed at it, saying, if I were to eat this, I would not have given thanks.
老农夫说，神不仅让我有饭吃。他也让我的家人我的邻舍也都能够饱足
But the farmer says not only I have food to eat but also the Lord has given enough food for my family and my neighbors and all the friends around me
原来这位老农夫他虽然没有很多的钱，但是他常常以他所有的供应他周围的人。
And indeed this farmer, though he did not have a lot of wealth, but he uses all he has to supply everyone around him.
那后来这个老农夫就对这财主说，
So later on the farmer told the rich guy,
他说我正想到你。
He said, I was actually just thinking of you.
我想你今天可能会来我这里。
I thought that maybe you will visit me today.
因为我昨天晚上做了一个梦。
Because last night I had a dream.
神告诉我说，这城里面呢，最富有的人今天晚上要死了。
Because God came to my dream saying the richest guy in this town will die tonight.
我不晓得是什么意思，但是我想我应该告诉你。
I didn't know what it means, but I thought I should tell you.
所以这个财主呢就非常的嗤之以鼻，他说：“胡说八道，这怎么可能呢？”
And the rich guy sniffed at it, saying, "It's impossible. You're just talking nonsense."
那他就走了。
And then he left.
虽然这个财主他口里面来斥责这个农夫
，even though with his words he was condemning or rebuking the farmer，
但他脑里面呢就一直在想这个老农夫对他说的话。
But the words of the farmer remained in his mind, and he's always thinking about it.
那非常明显的，他是这个城镇里面最有钱的人。
And obviously, he is the richest guy in this town.
难道他今天晚上就要死了吗？
Was he really to die?
他越想就越担心，越想就越惶恐。
The more he thought about it, the more he started to worry and started to fear.
如果你是那个财主，你会怎么办？
If you were the rich guy, what would you do?
你想想看，我想问。初中生的孩子，如果你是这个财主，你会怎么办
？Again, we ask the young ones, what would you do if you were the rich guy?
你怎么办？
小
弟兄说，就把我赶快把我的钱所有都给别人。
Our young brother says, then I'll quickly give all my money to someone else.
不错，这个主意不错。
That's a good idea, so someone else will be the richest guy.
还有想到什么呢？如果你是这个财主，你会怎么办
？What would you do if you're the rich guy?
还没有人想到什么办法。这财主很聪明啊。
And he is smart. This one is smart.
他就赶快把他医生找来。
So he quickly found his doctor.
给他做全身的健康检查。
And he did a full physical and check up.
那医生检查完以后说：“你非常的强壮，没有什么毛病，你今天晚上不会死的。”
The doctor says, "You're very healthy. Everything is good. Everything looks good, and you're not going to die tonight."
但是财主还是不放心啊。
But he's still worried.
他对这医生说：“你今天晚上能不能住在我家里面
？”He asked the doctor, "Can you stay with me tonight?"
能够陪他在一个晚上。
In case anything happens, you can stay with me over the night.
紧急的事情，这医生可以赶快来救他。
If there's anything emergency, you can help me out.
所以这个医生就在财主晚上，财主家陪他过夜。
So the doctor stayed overnight.
一整个晚上，这个财主都没睡好。
The whole night he couldn't sleep well.
就到早晨天亮了。
But in the morning the sun rose.
什么事都没有发生。
Nothing happened.
这个医生也走了。
And the doctor says, well then I'm going to leave.
那财主就想说，哎呀，怎么因为这个农夫的一句话呢，把我搞这么紧张
？And he thought, just because this one nonsense word from the farmer, it worried me all night.
他心里面十分的懊恼，想说这个，哎呀，就不应该听这个农夫的话。
He was angry. He said, "I shouldn't have listened to that guy."
他越想越气，就觉得说这是庸人自扰。
The more he thought about it, the more he became angry. He said, "You know, I'm just looking for trouble myself."
结果过了不久，有一个消息传来。
But very soon he heard the news.
老农夫昨天晚上死了。
That old farmer died last night.
他在他的睡梦中安然地过世了。
And he passed away peacefully in his sleep.
所以这个财主就想到说，他昨天跟这老农夫在对话的时候。
So then the rich guy remembered his conversation with the farmer.
他想到这老农夫捧着一碗碗，他的饭碗在谢饭的时候。
And he remembered how the farmer was giving thanks for his food.
哦，他才想到原来在神的眼中，这个老农夫才是最富有的。
And he thought, oh, indeed, in God's eyes.This farmer was the richest guy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你在人的眼中，你是一个怎么样一个人呢
？Brothers and sisters, what kind of person are you in man's eye?
是一个财主吗
？Are you a rich guy?
是一个普通的人吗
？Or are you just a normal person?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你在神的眼中是怎么样一个人？
But what kind of person are you in the eyes of God?
你是被神所称许的吗？ 是在神的眼中看为富足的吗？
Are you one who's commended by the Lord? Are you wealthy in the eyes of God?
我们很熟悉的一段圣经，在路加福音，主也说了一个这样的一个比喻。
And we know this passage very well in the Gospel of Luke. The Lord gave a parable.
耶稣在比喻之前，他说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
He prefaced the parable saying, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has abundance does his life consist of his possessions."
这在路加福音十二章十五节到二十一节。
This is in Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
主耶稣也喜欢讲这个财主的比喻。
And the Lord also likes to tell parables of rich men.
主耶稣讲到有个财主，他田产丰盛，他心里面想说：“哎呀，我出了产了这么多的东西，没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？”
He told this parable, saying, "A land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What should I do, since I have no place to store my crops?'"
我要把我的仓房拆了，盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切。的粮食和财物。
Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods."
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Then I will say to my soul, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry."
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。你所预备的要归谁呢？
But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own all that you have prepared?"
凡为自己积攒钱财，在神面前不富足的，也是这样。
So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在神的面前是富足的吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we rich towards God?
这个财主在人的眼中是富足的。
This rich man is rich in the eyes of men.
但是主说，人的生命不在乎家道丰厚。
But the Lord says, our life does not consist of our possessions.
人的生命为自己积攒钱财，在神面前却不富足。
And that we can store up treasure for ourselves, but we are not rich towards God.
世界上很多的东西，就是给了别人你就少了。
There are many things in this world that if you give to others, then you have less.
你给别人钱财，你的钱财就少了。
If you give your wealth to others, then your wealth will decrease.
你给别人车子，你的车子就少一辆。
If you give a car to a person, you will have one less car.
但是只有当你把爱来给别人的时候，你的里面的爱就会增加。
But only when you give love to another, love will increase within you.
所以约翰提醒我们说，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。要在行为和诚实上。
Therefore, Apostle John reminded us to not love only in words and tongue, but in deeds and truth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
主要我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
The Lord wants us to consider one and to provoke each other unto love and good works.
你把弟兄姐妹放在心上的一个结果，就是让这个爱。从我们的里面被激发出来。
As we place our brothers and sisters on our heart, one result is that our love will be stimulated.
这个结果就是这个爱就在行为的上能够表，跟诚实上能够表现出来。
And our good deeds out of love will be stirred up.
第四点，我们要进到在希伯来书第十章的第二十五节。
Lastly, we'll look at verse 25 from Hebrew 10.
这边讲到，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And here it talks about all the more as you see the day drawing near.
既知道那日子临近
，as you see the day drawing near.
这日子就是讲到主要来的日子。
And that day is the day when the Lord returns.
既知道主要来日子临近，所以。主要我们要不可停止聚会，要天天的彼此劝勉。
That we know and realize that His day of returning is drawing near, so He tells us to not forsake our own assembling together and to encourage one another.
我想大家都知道这两天发生了一个 一个很很大的事情。
And we all know the tragedy that happened in this past few days.
就是在礼拜五，在巴黎有一个恐怖分子的攻击。
That in Paris on Friday there was a series of terrorist attacks.
从九一一一直到这个过去的这个周五，我们就看见这个幕后的日子越来其实已经到了。
From 9/11 to all the way to this past Friday, we see the days of darkness is coming very very quickly.
在末世的一个征战是光明与黑暗的征战。
The battle of the last days is the battle between light and darkness.
是善与恶的征战，是正义和邪恶的征战。
It is a battle between good and evil. It is a battle between righteousness and evil.
是神与魔鬼的征战。
And it is actually a battle between God and his enemy, the devil.
是爱与恨的一个征战。
It is also a battle between love and hatred.
这个世界就快要走到一个尽头。
And this world is quickly working to its end.
在提摩太后书三章一节讲到说，在末世的时候必有危险的日子来到。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, realize this, that in the last day, difficult time or perilous time will come.
所以末世的一个特征是什么呢？
Then what is one characteristic of the end times?
就是人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
Now here it says, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money.
要自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy.
无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
Unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good.
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，暗厌乐，不爱神。
Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power.
我们看看现在在世界上发生的事情，岂不是这样吗？
So if you look at the world around us, isn't it just as it described?
这个世界已经快要走到它的尽头了。
This world is walking to its end very quickly.
在第二次世界大战中间1942年的时候
in 1942 in the middle of Second World War
英国的首相丘吉尔说过一句很有名的话
and Churchill is the president of Prime Minister of England said this very famous word
那时候呢1942年的时候呢是英国在跟德国作战的时候
and when that is when England was entered into warfare with Germany
那时候英国他们在北非对于纳粹的德国呢他们打了一个胜仗
and they gained a very decisive victory in the northern African region
yeah, 所以他们把那个纳粹能够打败
and so they defeated the Nazis in northern Africa
那时候大家都非常高兴
and everyone was very happy
觉得战争快要结束了
and everyone thought the war is about to end
所以丘吉尔就说了这么一句话
but Churchill said this
因为是他英文说的所以请弟兄用英文先念一下
then I will read it in English first he said now this is not the end it is not even the beginning of the end but it is perhaps the end of the beginning
他意思就是说现在我们说大家有没有听懂再念一次好
I'll read it again now this is not the end it is not even the beginning of the end but it is perhaps the end of the beginning
翻成中文是这样哈所以我们现在处的环境不是已经结束了甚至还不是一个末了时候的一个开头或者我们正处在一个刚刚开始的这段时间的结尾
and that was the Chinese translation
意思就是说我们还没有走到这个末期的后面
meaning we have not reached the end of the end
甚至呢这个末期的开始呢他在讲说甚至在这个末期的这个开始呢甚至也许还没有到也许到没有到那
perhaps we're not even at the beginning of the end time
但是我们也许刚刚开始的那段时间的一个结束
but at least perhaps we are at the end of the beginning
我们知道圣经上讲说有好讥诮的人讲说从造天地以来好像 这个世界都是这个样子。
And there are people in the Bible that we call the Bible calls them the ridiculers, the mockers. They say, well, it's been like this since the beginning of the creation.
主要来的迹象在哪里呢
？Where is the sign of the coming of the Lord?
主会来吗
？Is the Lord really coming?
如果说我们把这个历史就分成两部分。
And if you divide history into two parts,
简单来说
we can put it simply,
就是神造天地来到末期之前
and from the beginning of the creation of the heaven and earth to right before the end time before the Lord's return,
这个就是开始
that is the beginning,
然后呢末期就是结束
and the end is the end.
就是 the end time,、yeah.
The end time will be the end of that era.
所以我们现在处在什么时候呢
？So where are we in terms of history？
也许就是这个开始的结束而已。
We are probably at the beginning of the end.
No.
The end of the beginning
yes,
of the end.
就是我们这个开始哈，就从神造天地，然后我们就是后来我们看见人在地上这样生活，好像。过了这么几千年。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and then He placed man on the earth to live for many thousand years.
这好像是一个开始的这段日子。
As if that's a period of time of the beginning.
这段时间快要到结束了。
And this time, this beginning is about to end.
Yeah, 对的。然后现在我们要进入一个末期的时候。
And we're entering into the end time.
就是在末期的开始
which is now the beginning of the end
yeah, 是所以我们实在要警醒
so we truly need to be alert
因为在 末期的时候必有危险的日子来到
because the perilous time will be at the end
到了末了是一个艰难的时候
here it says in the last day difficult times will come
我们应该怎么样呢我们是不是准备好了
what should we do? Are we ready?
我们感谢主虽然这个地上因为所发生的事情有许多的恐慌
We thank the Lord even though because of the things that are happening there are many panics
这个不管是世界上的经济也好政治也好或者是世界上的这个局势整个来看呢没有和平
Whether it is the economical world or the political world there is no peace
人里面不知道明天会怎么样。
And no one knows what will happen tomorrow.
那这些恐怖分子好像你没有办法把它怎么样。
And as if the terrorists are running wild and no one can do anything about them.
难道我们就在这里来恐惧战兢吗
？Are we just the only thing that we can do is to be here and panic and worry?
还是我们要回到主的面前
？Or can we?
我们来问主说。在这幕后的时代要的时候，我们应该怎么样预备我们自己
？Or should we return back to the Lord and ask Him how should we prepare ourselves for the end of time？
我们也许没有办法改变很多的世界上的局势。
Perhaps there's not much we can do to change the world。
但是我们可以做一件事。
But there's one thing that we can do。
就是在这个黑暗的时代，在幕后的时代。我们可以如同明光照耀。
That in this dark time, in the end time, we can be like light that shines.
神要我们在地上，我们这些主的儿女，能够成为他荣耀的见证。
The Lord wants us as children of God, still here on the earth, as a testimony for Him.
就在我们所站的位置，你就可以成为那一盏明灯。
We can stand.Exactly where we are and become a light that shines.
如同明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
And to shine like light and to manifest the doctrines of life.
从哪里做起呢
？What can we do?
我们要来思想耶稣。
To consider Jesus.
我们要把主耶稣放在我们的心上。
To place him on our heart.
我们要思想那位使者，为大祭司的耶稣。
To consider him the apostle and the high priest.
因为他是我们的榜样。
Because he is our example.
他如何，我们也如何。
How he is, we shall also be.
我们要来思想弟兄姐妹。
And we also need to consider one another.
因为主的心里面，他挂念的就是神的儿女。
Because all that is in God's heart is the children of God.
我们岂不应该也来挂心 我们的弟兄姐妹啊。
So how should we not also consider our brothers and sisters?
神要我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
To think of one another, to care for one another, provoke each other unto love and good works.
当我们有这样子的一个负担在我们的里面，圣灵自然会教导我们要怎么做。
When we have such a burden in our heart, the Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to do.
在以西结书34:16这样讲说，失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治。
In Ezekiel chapter 34:16 it says, I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick.
有病的我必医治。
Yeah, I will strengthen the sick.
软弱的我们应该扶持，忧伤的我们应该安慰，失望的、灰心下沉的，愿意我们借着神的话能够来鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹。
We need to strengthen those who are weak. We need to comfort those who are mourning, and those who have lost hope. We need to bring them to the hope of the Lord Jesus.
我们要把我们的注意力从我们自己的身上。能够来转向神。
We need to learn to turn our attention away from ourselves and turn it to God.
我们要把我们的注意力从我们自己的身上来转向弟兄姐妹。
Turn our attention away from ourselves and our own life unto the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我们不要在末世的时候，人要专顾自己。
So that we will not be those who are lovers of self in the end times.
我们乃是能够来彼此相顾。
But that we can care for one another.
其实有很多的事情我们都可以从小的地方来做。
Actually, there are so many things that we can do, so many small things that we can do.
比如说等一下我们有晚宴。
For example, in a very short time, we'll have lunch together.
我们都是找我们熟悉的弟兄姐妹一起吃饭，一起交通嘛。
Do we always go and look for those brothers and sisters who are very familiar with?
还是说你看到有个角落上坐了一个人，没有人跟他讲话，我们去跟他能够认识呢？
Or do you see a person sitting at the corner by himself and no one is talking to him that you are willing to place yourself to get to know them?
甚至我们在做初中生的孩子，我也鼓励你们哈，你们在中午吃饭的时候呢，你去找那个有一个人哈，有人自己坐在桌子上，没有人去跟他讲话，你去跟他讲话。
Even our middle schoolers, I encourage you.To go find those who are eating by themselves and no one's talking to them, go make a friend.
我们要来关心我们的弟兄姐妹。
We need to care for our brothers and sisters.
最近我们知道休斯顿的经济因为石油跌价，所以石油工业受到很大的影响。
We know the oil because of the oil price dropping and the economy in the Houston area is affected a lot.
那有些弟兄姐妹就没有工作。
Some brothers and sisters among us have lost their jobs.
你知道吗
？Do you know them?
也许有些人我们不认识。
Perhaps there are people that we do not know.
但是如果我们有这样的心，我们可以去关心他们。
But if we have such a heart, we will care for them.
你就可以问说，到底有谁是需要关心
？And you can see and ask who needs to be cared for.
求主把这个爱放在。我们的里面。
And ask the Lord to place such love in your heart.
让我们能够知道弟兄姐妹的需要。
So that we can know the needs of our brothers and sisters.
让我们能够来彼此的，让我们不要停止聚会，让我们也能够天天来彼此劝勉。
That we will not forsake the assembling together, but also to encourage one another daily.
最后，我愿意用一个见证来结束。
And lastly, I will end this time with a testimony.
这位姐妹呢，大概，也许差不多在十年以前过世的。
There was a sister that passed away about 10 years ago.
这位姐妹姓丁。
Her last name was Ding.
她1914年呢，出生在一个望族的里面，因为她父亲是政府第一任的航空署的署长。
She was born in 1914.Into a very large, a very wealthy family. Her father was the very first prime minister of the aerospace ministry.
Yeah.
But because of war, they migrated into Japan. And they opened a Chinese restaurant in Japan, and they were very successful. And they have made a lot of money.
那在做餐馆的时候呢，认的一位太太，她以前她常常都是珠光宝气的。
And while they were opening the restaurant, they came to know this lady who always wore a lot of jewelries.
她常常打牌啊，那她的脸呢也有很浓厚的市侩气息。
And she loved playing mahjong, and also like she's, you know, from her face, you can just see she's a high class bureaucrat.
就过了一年呢，有一天来吃饭的时候，她发现这个太太不一样了，她穿得很朴素，她的气质也不一样。
But after a few years, this lady came to the restaurant to eat again, and they realized she looked different, and she is no longer wearing a very thick makeup or wearing a lot of jewelry.
这个丁妈妈呢，她就问这个太太说：“你最近手气如何？”
So Miss Ding asked this lady, "So how have you had good luck in playing mahjong?"
她说：“我不打牌了。”
She says, "I don't play anymore."
因为我以前哈不快乐，所以我常常打牌消遣。
Because before I was never happy, so I'm always just playing mahjong to entertain myself.
那现在我非常的喜乐，我不打牌了。
But now I'm so happy, I don't need to play mahjong.
原来这个太太她信了耶稣，她生命改变。
Because this lady believed in Jesus and her life was changed.
那经由这个太太呢，这个丁妈妈就信主了。
So from this lady, Miss Ding also became a believer.
所以信主以后，他的生活的重心就从他自己来转向别人。
And as after she became a believer, her attention in life changed, and it turned from attention to herself to other people.
后来他的先生过世了。
And later on, her husband died.
他应该是很伤痛的，应该是他需要被安慰的。
Though it should be a time of grieving that she should be comforted by others.
他却将自己家打开来接纳到日本的留学生。
But rather at that time she opened up her home and to receive all migrant students that came to Japan to study.
那所以他们学生在他家聚会一段时间就开始一个团契。
And so after a while they began a student fellowship in her home.
然后人就越来越多。
And more and more people came.
所以呢，到后来呢，他的家就是24小时都开放了。
And at the end, her house is open 24/7.
任何一个人，任何有需要的人都可以到他家。
Anyone that has any need can come to her house at any time.
那他家的冰箱也是都打开的。
And her fridge is always open to everyone.
所以呢，大家都很高兴到他家去，在身心灵方面都得到牧养。
And whoever comes to her house will be nurtured in their soul, spirit, and body.
他家住在东京的附近一个地方叫原宿。
Her house lived near Tokyo.
那所以他们就叫这个他的家叫原宿牧场。
So they call this place a pasture.
因为到那里都可以，所有的人都可以得到牧养。
Because whoever goes to her house can be nurtured.
在这30多年的当中呢，他接待了超过100,000人。
And people say over 30 years, she has received over 100,000 people.
在他家吃过饭的人不计其数。
And there are numerous people that came and ate with her.
有许多人庆祝，许多人生命被改变。
And many, many have become believers, and many lives were changed.
后来人家给他取一个名字。
And later on, people gave her a nickname.
他就说是日本留学生之母。
That she's the mother of all.Chinese Japanese students. Chinese students who are migrant students in Japan.
感谢主，他的心从他自己的身上转到别人的身上。
We thank the Lord that her heart was turned from attending to herself to other people.
我们感谢主，当我们的心来转向我们的弟兄姐妹，主就会祝福。
And when our hearts can be turned onto our brothers and sisters, God will bless us.
愿主早上来激发我们的爱。
May the Lord also this morning provoke our love.
让我们彼此相顾，能够激发爱心，能够勉励行善。
So that we can stir up one another unto love, to consider one another unto good deeds.
特别在这末世的时候，我们何等需要能够来彼此劝勉呢
？Especially in these last days, how we need to encourage one another.
愿我们不要停止聚会，愿我们能够常常把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上，在我们的祷告上，在我们的生活中，好叫我们可以在这幕后的时候，我们能够在黑暗的时代 能够如同明光照耀。
Let us not forsake the assembling with each other, and to always place our brothers and sisters on our heart, in our prayers, in our lives, so that we in these last days can be a light that shines in the darkness.
既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Seeing that the day draws near, that we should even more so.
我们再有点祷告。
Let us finish closing prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你
！Lord, how we thank you！
你成为使者，是成为大祭司的耶稣，你是那位属天的亚伦。主，你把我们背在你的肩带上，把我们放在你的胸牌上。
You are Jesus, the apostle and high priest, the heavenly Aaron who bears our name on your shoulder and on your breastplate.
主，我们也愿意。主，你的爱也在我们的里面来激励我们。
Lord, may you stir up our love within us.
让我们能够把弟兄姐妹摆在我们的心上。
So we can place brothers and sisters on our heart.
让我们能够来起来关心我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that we may rise up and care for one another.
让我们起来为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
To rise up to pray for one another.
主啊，让我们能够来彼此相顾。激发爱心，勉励行善。
That we can consider one another and to provoke each other unto love and good works.
我们知道人的话何等有限。
Lord, we know the words of men is so limited.
但愿圣灵继续来在我们里面做工。
But may your Holy Spirit do a deeper work within us.
在我们里面来挑动我们，来激发我们，叫我们真是能够让你的生命从我们的当中活出来。
Oh Lord, that you may provoke us and stir us up so that your life can be lived out from within us.
好像在末世的时候，主，我们能够照你的心意，主能够在这地上成为你荣耀的见证。
So that in these last days, according to your will, we can become a testimony for yourself.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.